We remember them for their names, Camp Minisquat, Camp Wochika, Camp Kittatinny. Summer camp, a childhood season spent in the sun, away from parents, with new friends, a time to swat mosquitoes, short sheet beds, buy ice cream at the trading post, have bug juice for breakfast. Summer camp is in full swing now for millions of kids. We went along with campers to a YMCA camp in northern New Jersey.
Okay, let's go see what we have to find out and do what we have to do. Check in with the nurse.
Even peanut butter if you...
Stephen knows that.
This is Stephen.
All right.
Do you have Benadryl?
Yes.
You do, okay. If he last year he touched peanut butter just to feed the animals and he...
Well, that's,
had a
terrible reaction.
He knows that, but sometimes it affects him more than other times.
Is there anything else?
Just show you a couple of things here since I pulled this stuff out yesterday, okay? I've marked every one of these with your initials, and this is the way you take the utensils apart, okay? See how that locks in? You see your initials on there? I scratched it on all of it, and then what you do, it's like a puzzle. You put this in so that goes into the notch, and the fork goes in, and it's supposed to go into that little thing. And then you can take this and you have to push this down. It's like a spring.
Dear Mom and Dad, today's the first day of camp. The weather is awful. They made us do our swimming test in the rain. I don't know why they made us do that. I didn't do very well. My counselor's name is Chuck. He does a pretty good job doing it. He's basically nice, so the kids are nice to him. Most of the kids are getting a bad first impression of me, but I hope that will change sooner or later.
After coming into the dining room, stand at your table, at your place. We'll sing graces. Those of you who have been here, help lead the grace. Father, for this noonday meal, we would speak the praise we feel. Health and strength we have from thee.
Dear Mom, today I got up extra early and probably woke a few people up to go clean the stables. I ended up getting there an hour early, but that was my problem. Basically, all you had to do was rake it up and shovel it. It was easy. Then I came back, washed my hands, heard a few complaints about how I woke up everybody, and went to breakfast.
Grab bug juice and go. Take one and go back to your table. Grab a tray, take a bug juice, go back to your table.
The food is like last year. Bad so far. This morning we had cold cereal, and I got into a fight over the Rice Krispies. Later on, they told us that we're having this field day or of some sort or whatever. I'm going to throw the horseshoes for the team. We're supposed to meet at about 10:45.
Okay, all the teams ready. Give me your attention. All right, now listen up or you're going to lose out. On the go. Your team member goes to his station from here. And does what he's supposed to do. Gives the baton to the next person. Smitty, will you put that damn thing down, please, for 2 seconds? Is everything clear to everybody?
Do they have to wait here until the baton comes, or do they wait at the station that they're supposed to be at?
You can't start setting up the fire until
The baton is there.
No, no, can we set the people up at their stations?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Set up at the stations before the one they do. Like, if they've got to do tennis, they go to the soccer and run from the soccer.
No, they go to the tennis, and then the person from soccer runs over.
Runs over and gives them the baton.
So okay. They go whatever they're...
They go to where they're going to be.
And after that, we had free swim. Free swim is just exactly what it's called, swimming freely.
Buddy check! Find your buddy! Okay, count off.
1, 2, 3. Dear Mom, tonight we're going to have a campfire. We're going to discuss things.
Listen up. At 10 o'clock, there's a rule. Lights are out. In all your cabins, 10 o'clock, I don't care if you guys, listen up. The lights in the cabin, flashlights, everything, that's it. Okay? Everybody goes up to the cabin. The guys that are going to take, everybody takes one shower a day. I don't care who you are, okay? You either take it in the morning or you take it the night before. Everybody go to the bathroom and everything. And then at 10 o'clock, that's it. You guys can listen up, because this holds for the whole summer.
Our counselor Chuck told a ghost story about the H-Man, why I'd never heard of, even though I heard many legends about this camp. We were sort of scared. It was supposed to be this big, hairy blob, with a big scar across his chest and eyes that glowed in the dark. I think he used to be a counselor, the meanest counselor there was, and they executed him.
Okay, there used to be, a long time ago, a Boy Scout camp at the other end of the lake. I don't know if you guys have ever been Boy Scouts, but Boy Scouts can get pretty mischievous and everything. And one night, the Boy Scouts went, and they really didn't like this guy. Because this guy didn't like the Boy Scouts at all, because the Boy Scouts were loud and everything. So what they did one night was they went to his house and they had a big, big pot of honey from the kitchen.
Last night, the Laurel Ridge girls memorized all their camp songs, and they are always singing, which is unfortunate to the boys and fortunate to the girls, because the girls sound awful, but the girls love to sing. The boys don't sing because boys don't like singing. Dear Mom, today is the third day. Last night after supper, we went down to the basketball courts and had a couple of games of prison ball, which is an excellent game.
When you guys are totally quiet, we'll start.
Gentlemen, be quiet.
All right. This is evening activity. Evening activities start at 7:30, and you guys have to be here. You have no choice. And on time. We take attendance here, so... You will be here, or you will be dealt with strictly. I'm not kidding about that at all. Okay, you guys line up in a straight line. Okay?
Chuck,
one line going this way.
Chuck,
cabins. Hush up, kid.
Shut up. Just line up.
Object of prison ball is to make the other team run out of players by throwing the ball and making either somebody drop it or just hit them. You get into the prison when somebody makes you drop it or hits you, and you can spring somebody out of the prison by throwing the ball to them on the fly and have them catch it on the fly. If they do not catch it on the fly or drop it, then they throw it at one of the other team from behind. Dear Mom, last night after lights out, which is at 10 o'clock, Adam, Slapnick, and Ty were all talking about sex. Jeff, Brad, and I just listened.
I'd rather have Miss January.
Oh, yeah.
She's mine, all mine. She's in the centerfold. Hey, look, is this the center? Is this the center? What the heck?
Adam, come on.
Oh.
Dad. I'll be leaving camp soon. I would like to come back next year for my normal week. Camp is pretty fun, and we're having so much fun that we keep on forgetting if we are getting homesick, which some of us are and some of us aren't. I personally am not because I've gotten used to going to camp. Next year I'd probably bring some extra food and also bring some Playboy magazines if I could ever steal them from my uncle.
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered.
Our thanks to camper Mike Kelly and the Fairview Lake YMCA camps for their help in our report on summer camps, and to producer Art Silberman.